Tonight's shir, Simon Shin Aleph, Sif Ches, Tes, and Yud. Sif Ches. Lo Yetse b'machat hatechuvelo b'bigdo. A man should not walk out on Shabbos with a pin stuck into his clothing. Bein nekuva, whether it has a hole in it, meaning a sewing needle. Bein she'en nekuva, whether there's no hole in it, it's more like a straight pin. Either way, he cannot go out on Shabbos with this in his garment. Vem yatsa b'nekuva, if he goes out and it's a sewing needle, chayiv, then it's nisn d'iraisa. U'b'she'en nekuva, if it's a straight pin without a hole, potter, isn't drabonon. V'yesh oimim behefach, some say it's exactly the opposite. That if it's a sewing needle, it's as drabonon, if it's a straight pin, it's nisn d'iraisa. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah, Sifkon Lamed, lo yetsa. See, if Zemairi Afilu Bistam Odom, this paragraph is discussing a regular person. She'eino Uman, he is not a tailor, he's not a professional. Vayala Kamon Bisifyud Beis, you look later in Sifyud Beis, we talk about a tailor. Sifkon Laman Aleph Bivigdo, he may not go out on Shabbos with a pin in his garment. Aval Imhotzia Biyado, now if he's carrying it in his hand, takes it out in his hand, Chai Becholin, then he's Chai no matter what. Whether it's Nakuva, whether it's not, Ha'ish, Ha'isha, whether it's a man or a woman, B'Nakuva, U'B'Shein Nakuva, whether there's a hole in it or not, whether it's a sewing needle or any other pin. Sifkan Lamabes, Bein She'en Nakuva, whether it's a sewing needle or a straight pin. D'machat lo havit hachshit le'ish b'chol gavnei. A pin is not considered jewelry or an adornment for a man, no matter what. V'lechein yesh isura l'kul yaman. Therefore, we aser it for men, regardless if it's a sewing needle or a straight pin. Sifkan lamagel ben akuva chayev. If he goes out and the pin is a sewing needle, then it's chayev. Svir lo ledeyazu. This view holds. De beish dino kamo beisha. That a man in this regard is the same as a woman. Lakamon b'shin gimel if test. In simon shin gimel, it goes through ladies. This siman is focusing on men, and Shin Gimel focuses on women. So in Shin Gimel, Siv Tes, we talk about the halacha for a woman to go out with a pin. De nekuva havider chotso leprokim kishi tekuva bevigdo. A sewing needle is considered carrying on occasion when it's stuck in her garment. Umar lekamon b'sifyud beis mavar, da filu b'uman potter, later we'll see in Sifyud beis, that by a tailor, by a professional sewer, he's potter. Mavur Shamish, the Mishnah explains this because it's not the kederach, he's not putting it in his clothing in the normal place he'd put it. Alba ein nekuva potter. If it's ein nekuva, if there is a regular pin like jewelry or a straight pin, so then it's not an d'iraisa. The lav derechatzah he, because it's not derechatzah, the hotzi k'shutach b'vigdo, to go out with this stuck in the clothing. So if there's a sewing needle that's in their clothing, since on a weekday they'd go out with that, therefore it's considered carrying in the normal way, and therefore there's chayv. But a pin that is not a sewing needle is not derech otzal, and therefore there wouldn't be an issa deraisa to go out with the pin in the garment, kiyim biyado, unless it's carrying in his hand. If it's in his hand, that's a regular carrying for sure. So therefore the mechaber makes this distinction, that if it's a sewing needle, he's chayv and issur d'oraisa, because on weekdays it's normal to go out like that, so therefore it's a normal way of chutzah, there's no shinui. But if it's a pin, that doesn't, it's not a sewing needle, so then that's not the normal way to carry on a weekday, and therefore on Shabbos, it would be considered a shinui, and that's why he's potter. Umash akosev v'yesh om behefech. Now, the Mechaber says there are some who say exactly the opposite. Tamam, their logic is, the sril who they hold. Dib'ish, then it comes to a man. Machat nekuva, lav derech chotzahi, shituchu bevigdo. A sewing needle is not normal for a man to go out with in his garment. Sheganai hulo, it's insulting, it's beneath him. Sheyomalo, people say about him, shuchayet, oh, he's a tailor. Al be'ena nekuva, but if it's a pin, that's not a sewing needle. Derech huli prokim af bechol kishemotz ah bishuk l'schol bevigdo. It's common. On a weekday, if he finds in the street a straight pin, he'll stick it in his clothing. If he needs it for something, maybe to use like a toothpick, or anything else. If you look at Magen Avraham, he concludes, that really all depends on the time. Im darkon, let's say, is kach b'chol. If it's normal on a weekday to go out with this, for lo havi tachshit, but it's not a jewelry to adorn him, havi derechot so'aso b'kach b'chayav. Then it's considered the normal way of taking it out, and he'd be chayav and esed diraisa. Vim ein derechot so'aso b'kach b'chol, but if it's not the normal way to take it out on a weekday, then it's potter, aval also. It's potter, it's not esed diraisa, it's still also midarbonon, mishum de'ein o tachshit, because it's not an adornment. V'kasev od, the Magnavam writes further, if most people do not put pins in their clothing and walk like that, even though people in one place do, potter avol aser, it's still potter, it's no issa d'oraisa, but it's aser midrabanan. For Tom, the reason is, even though people in this specific location do it, mishum d'bat lo daitan issa kol adam, we say that their opinion is irrelevant, as batal das. Now, it's very common for us to use safety pins. And the notes bring that if this occurs, it's perfectly fine. Because it's meant to hold together pieces of the fabric, it's bottled to the baguette, and it's perfectly normal for people to do that. It's not considered chutzah. The Be'er Loch has a discussion by a pin that's not a sewing needle, and the halach is it's part of al-asr. What if he needs it to hold together the clothing? Maybe he needs it by a hem. He needs it on his garment. It's still asr midrabanan. So he says, if it's derech levisha, maybe it's moti, v'ab sarachin. So this crowd says, if it's a safety pin, or a pin that people use all the time in this fashion, to hold the clothing together, then it's not going to be asr. We're not going to say it's asr for a man to do it. So if tes, lo yetze b'tabas she'ein oleh chosam, v'miyatzo chayv. A man should not go out on Shabbos with a ring that does not have a seal on the ring, and if he does, he's chayv. Then this is deraisa. It's a masri. It's a burden. V'miyesh oleh chosam, if there is a seal on the ring, l'rashi potter, according to Rashi, it's an isdra bottom, u'l'bein atam, u'l'harabah mutter. According to Benatam, the Rambam, it's actually mutter. The eno tachshit el leish. This is considered an adornment for a man. Aval davreshu tachshit leish uli isha. But if it would have been an adornment for a man or a woman, then it's also gam leish. That's also for a man to wear. And come on, submission gimel sifit ches. Because a galo plug, once it's also for a lady, it's also for a man. But since the tabas with the chosim is only for men, women don't wear it. So there's no little plug, there's no iser, and it's okay. Mishnah Berurah sifkan lamadach. Ein lech chosim. If the ring does not have a seal on it, tahavi rak tachshit leisha, so that would be considered an adornment for a lady. It's jewelry for a lady. Aval leish for a man, havi masri, it's a burden. And therefore, it's an issa d'oraisa. Umari calls it shehotziyo kshu munach al etzbo. Of course, we're discussing when he's carrying it outside on his finger. Di biyod amash, if it's actually carried in his hand, afil yesh lav chosam, even if it has a seal. Chayav l'kul yama, everyone agrees it's a chayav, it's carrying on Shabbos. So if he goes out on Shabbos wearing this ring without the seal, is it deraisa? Umikri derech hotzah al etzba'o. Why is this called hotzah if it's on his finger? Because sometimes women give their rings to their husbands to bring to the jeweler to fix. He puts it on his finger until he gets there. And therefore it's considered normal on a weekday, and therefore v'chayiv. Because if no men ever wore rings, then it would be considered a shinoi. And why would be chayiv? So it's got to be because sometimes it's normal to wear it. If the ring has a seal, it's called lamavav, the Rashi potter, according to Rashi, it's the rabbanon. Perish, potter, lost with the rabbanon. There's no punishment, but the rabbanon say you can't do it. The after tabas sheyesh lachosim hu tachshu l'ish, even though when the ring has a seal, it's considered something that adorns the man. Because on a weekday, he'll use that ring to seal the letters. It's still awesome. We're afraid he'll take it off, show it to somebody, and end up carrying it for Amos. No different than women's jewelry that is awesome for this reason. But it's only a tachshit for men. So, in a time the Rambam say you can't compare it to women. The sphere they hold, For a man, we're not afraid. He'll take it off and show. It's not normal for him to do that. Something is considered jewelry for a man and woman. Then it's also for the men. Since the Rabbanan asked it for the ladies, they asked it for the men as well. The Masah says, look there in Simon Shin Gimel. There it's clarified. How we deal with this today. It's implied there. That we're not going to make a mechal, we're not going to protest if a man wears these rings. The Baal Nefesh will be careful not to go out with a ring at all. So if you look at Ber Halacha, Vim Yotza Chayev, when the Mechaber says a man should not go out with a ring that does not have a seal, he says, Ayin Beis Yois B'Shem Ben Yeruchim. If you look at Beis Yois, because of Ben Yeruchim, Hiskim, when he agrees with him, the Kehayom, that today, that men do go out wearing rings without any signet on it, no seal. So then it's clearly a jewelry for men. And then it should be nisn diraisa. At most, it's nisn rabbanon, the same way for women. That there he also quotes Aran, Yesh Misha Omer, he doesn't call him by name, because he also has a Kabbani Yuchum. That the only issue now, if you're going to say that men do wear rings, so it's not going to be a Sidiraisa, it's not a Masui. The only question is there a Gezeira you might take it off, and is there a low plug? And the fact is, we'll explain later, that women who do wear rings, and we're not worried about them taking it off, and Mamela for men, you could also wear rings, we're not going to take it off. But the notes point out, if you have a Tach that's Miyur, Drakla, Nashim, Velo, Nashim, if it's a type of jewelry that only a man would wear and not a woman, then the men can be mekel, and even a Baal Nefesh and Tzorech L'Hachmer. So it's only, exactly, it's only because we find a parallel to women, and if there's a gezer by women, we're going to carry over the gezer to men. So even though the Mechaber starts by saying there's no device if a man to wear a ring if it doesn't have a seal in it, because it's not a tachshit, if things have changed and today it is considered, and when I say today, it goes back 500, 600 years, it's considered a tashit for men to wear a ring. So then that halach is out. That's not going to be a deraisa now. The only question becomes, is there a gezeira that they may take her off and to show the same way as women? And lemaisa, today women do wear rings, so then it won't make any difference, men can wear rings also. Se'if yud, tabas shekavua bo evan. If you have a ring, and the ring has a stone set in the ring, v'chein im ksuvim bo osis, or a ring that's smooth, and something's written on the ring. Ain ole a chosim ikri. So that's not a chosim. That's not called having a seal. So nikra chosim el kain chakukim ba oisos otsuros. A chosim, a seal or a signet ring, is only if you have engraved in the ring the letters or design. But if it's a smooth ring with a stone set it or something written on it, that is not. And then you run into the problem of the previous sif, when the Mechaber said, if the tabas doesn't have a chosim, he can't go out with it. And he goes out of Skayiv, or he's to Rabbanon. But it's not going to be the tabas sheish v'chosim that Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam are matir l'chadchila. This is not a tabas sheish l'chosim. Mr. Bursif Kan Lamates, Elam Kain v'chulam. Unless there's something engraved into the ring. The yochel lachnam bo'igos, because then you can seal the letter with that ring. Sifka mem chakukim. Engraved. For who adin, the din will be the same. If the letters on the ring were actually raised letters, like embossed. So then when you put it on the wax, on the letter, it sinks in. That's also called a ring with a seal. The reason why the Mechaber picked on engraved is because of the designs. To be bolted, if it's raised, if amim b'tsuros osur. Sometimes, if it's a tsur, if it's a design, it's osur. Af b'chol, even on a weekday, la'ashos v'vesur to keep it in your house. Go and sheet tsur shlemes adam. Let's say it's an image of a person. K'disa b'yordei simen kuf mem aleph sif hey. Within your day, you should not have an image of a man. So therefore, we stick to chakukos where there's no problem. The Yeshe Pirsha, some explain, The Haitzuros lo ayir b'tzuros adam klal. When it says design, it doesn't mean the shape of a person. O kagon shahoyu rak parsim misad echad, or a profile. The zelu kuliyama rasher lasos, that you can make a profile. Bein bolit bein shaker, whether it's embossed or engraved. Madanog chakukin, so why the mechaber pick on the case of chakukin engraved? That's the normal scenario. The normal scenario is the ring is engraved, so when you press it on the wax, the seal is raised, the wax is raised. But in theory, you could do the other way around too. If the ring has raised letters and you put it into the wax, then the letters and the wax are going to be engraved in the wax. Either one would be a legitimate seal and would be considered tabashis lachosam. It's only when the ring is smooth and it only has something maybe written on it, but it's neither raised nor embossed, and may have a stone on it, that won't count for anything, and that will be a tabas she'ein lechosam. And then again, in that case, the mechaber said it's osur. The halacha says, depending on the time, it could be now it becomes a tachshit, and then it's only a starbon, and it's a deraisa. And today we pointed out that could be it's entirely mutter, because we don't have the gezer for women either, that they may take off their rings and end up carrying them.